Friday means it's time for our majestic movie review. Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog joins us as always. How are you doing this morning, Eddie?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, mate. Excited to talk about this one, Andrew.
All right, well, let's have a listen to the trailer for Dune.
For the future of House Atreides,
you have to be ready.
There is no call we do not answer. There is no faith that we betray.
They're not human, they're brutal.
What if I'm not dead? You'll still be the only thing I ever needed you to be.
Come on!
My son.
One thing that I remember the 80s for was the original version of Dune. The French-Canadian director Denis Villeneuve said, you know what, I'm going to see if I can do any better. Eddie, tell us what you thought of the film.
Yeah, look, I'm very happy to report, Andrew, that Dune, which has been long delayed because of COVID, is all we could have hoped for as a big screen spectacle. And I think fans of Frank Herbert's very famous Dune series are going to be very excited about what they see here, which to me, is definitely the cinematic event of the year.
I get the impression from you and from what others have said that this is a kind of film that you have to see on the big screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there was a lot of talk about how the film was a part of Warner Brothers' deal to do a day-to-day streaming and cinematic release kind of schedule. The director, Denis Villeneuve, was quite upset about that. He said and felt that his film was a cinema film. And you have to agree with him after watching it. I was lucky enough to catch this one on an IMAX screen and, yeah, absolutely blown away. It's a film that favours practical effects over special effects where possible. So it's something CGI can never beat is when they go and film things out wherever they might film and they try to do things real as much as they can. Christopher Nolan's films are very famous for this, and I think Denis Villeneuve has certainly brought that here, as he did with the recent Blade Runner from a few years ago and also Arrival, two other sci-fi genre films that were really high class.
It's a well-known sci-fi novel, as you mentioned, and it's spectacular in its display, but there's also the actors. How do they fare in this one?
Yeah, this is a loaded cast, Andrew. We've got a number of really known actors and also some up-and-comers still, and led by Timothée Chalamet as the main character, Paul Atreides. He does a great job in what would have to probably be regarded as his highest profile role. He's a very famous actor, but normally in indie films, and we also got Rebecca Ferguson, Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, who doesn't have a beard this time, which is a bit disconcerting. And also, I have to make note of Stellan Skarsgård, who plays the film's villain, the Baron. He is absolutely detestable in all the right ways that you want villains to be. He does a great job as the big bad in the film. Very big bad, actually.
One of the accusations laid against the 1984 version, I think it was that it was overly long. How does this one? Is it tight? Have they managed to trim the fat?
Yeah, so look, what we actually have here at the start, when the titles come up, we have Dune Part 1. So look, please don't go into this one expecting it to be the full lot of Dune in one go. I spoke to a friend after watching this one and said, how much of the book was in this? Because I haven't actually read the source novel, and he said it's probably about a one-third. So you feel like they're setting up what could very much be a trilogy here. So, yeah, look, I think they do a good job. It's 2.5 hours, but I never found it boring. I felt like every scene was leading to the next thing. There was a lot of good character building, and, yeah, it absolutely left you wanting more at the end of the day.
Well, maybe that was the problem with the 80s version. They tried to squeeze it all in one film. Because we all know we like to have our franchises these days, so this is the smart play. So what's your rating for Dune?
Yeah, look, I really, really did enjoy this one and can't recommend people enough to get out to the big screen and see it while they can. I'm giving this one 5 bagpipe players out of 5. It's a visual treat. Sound is amazing. The acting's really high class. This is a really top-notch Hollywood production and the type of film we probably don't get a lot of, so make the most of it.
It sounds like one we might use our Dine and Discover vouchers on this weekend. Go and check out Dune. And, of course, join us again next Friday when Eddie is here for another Majestic movie review. Good on you, mate.
No problems at all, Andrew. Speak then.